About 15 years ago, Ellen Boone's dogs ran through some wet paint and left paw prints on the floor. It could have just been an exasperating incident, but to Boone, it presented possibilities.
And I looked at the paw prints, and I thought, those are really pretty. I thought, what can I do with these? And I actually had them walk across some canvas, and I framed it and gave it to our vet for Christmas.
And if her dogs could make something beautiful, why not others?
And that really started the idea that maybe shelter animals could paint, and we could frame the paintings and sell them like a New York gallery exhibit and raise money for shelters.
This year, Boone's Foundation's Paws for Love celebrates its 15th annual fundraising art show on Saturday, February 8th.
We ask for a $40 donation in advance or $50 at the door.
About 95 paintings will be for sale. There will also be live music, wine, appetizers, a live auction, a tarot card reader, and adoptable animals on hand. The real draw, though, is the art. Boone describes what goes into a painting.
I go into animal shelters or meet with rescue groups. Occasionally, we meet in public locations, and we use non-toxic paints, watercolor paper or canvases, and we just paint with the tails or the paws. It depends on the pet. If I'm going into a shelter, I need to get to know the animal first, and then we just go from there, play with them a little bit, give them treats. They wag their tails. They walk through the paint, and what we get in the end is a beautiful abstract painting.
And the paintings are beautiful, something akin to a colorful, joyous Jackson Pollock. Marianne Weber has been a Paws for Love supporter since the first year.
I went, I bought a painting, I loved it, and I've been going back almost every year ever since.
Now she owns, well, she's not exactly sure.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14 total.
And will you get one this year too?
Probably. I can't help myself.
Weber's dogs have been among the thousands that have benefited from Paws for Love. Several years ago, the charity helped her cover the dental expenses of a dog in the shelter that was set to be put down.
And then also she had severe separation anxiety from being in and out of the shelter so many times that they helped with a trainer, Patty Melnick, that came and helped work with her.
It's one of the many stories, Weber says, of how Paws for Love has made a difference for animals in the area. And despite the fact that she's running out of wall space, the reason that she'll be at the art show again this year, searching for her next favorite painting.
Every time I see a cute face or a beautiful painting and I read the story that Ellen writes, and then I fall in love with it and I just have to get it because I feel like I have to support that animal that painted it.
I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.